Okay, rock and roll.
Good morning. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning Committee. I am Mary Norwood, the chair of the committee. To my right is Vice Chair Carla Smith. To my left is Councilman Howard Shook, Councilman Alex Wan, and we are being joined by Councilwoman Keisha Lance Bottoms. We constitute a quorum, and we will begin. Without objection, we will adopt the agenda and approve the minutes. And without objection, I will request that we open the public hearing, and it is our first ordinance for second read. And Ms. Crawford, will you please read that in?
Ordinance 1601053. The application number is MRPA 1515, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a new single-family house located at 2083 Butler Way Northwest, 0.46486 acres in landlot 257 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owners are Matt and Gina Ragsdale. The applicant is Gina Ragsdale, MPUD, Council District 9.
All right, and do we, our planning director, Ms. Charlotta Wilson Jacks, and then anyone who wishes to speak to this, Ms. Jacks.
Norwood said, I'm Charlotta Wilson Jacks, Director of the Office of Planning. This is an application for the construction of a new house, a new single-family house at 2083 Butler Way. It is located within MPUD. It is in Council District 9. It is coming to you as a result of the Metropolitan River Protection Act. When there is property that is located within a certain feet of the Chattahoochee, the ARC, Atlanta Regional Commission, has to review the application and find that it is consistent with the Chattahoochee Corridor Plan. That review has been conducted by ARC, and therefore they have advised us that it is no conflicts with any plans, and it is ready to move forward in the permitting process. As a part of this process, it does involve the public hearing so that we can receive comments on the application.
Thank you. And do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It is now open. Do we have anyone to speak at the public hearing?
Close.
All right. Motion to close. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is now closed. Thank you. So now we are at ordinances for... Thank you. And Mr. Young has joined us. Thank you, Mr. Young. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. A motion to approve 160-1053. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, that is approved. Thank you, Mr. Wan. And now we are ready for our next item, Ms. Crawford.
Ordinance 1601016. The zoning number is U1520. The property is located. My apologies. So, ordinance 1601067, an ordinance by Councilmember Howard Shook to waive section 15-0800SD6 for the subdivision of the subdivision ordinance of the City of Atlanta for the purpose of allowing a subdivision in Council District 7. Application number is SD1532, located at 471 Lorden Drive, that may not conform to the existing lot patterns of the neighborhood that are older than 50 years, such that those neighborhoods may meet one of the criteria to be eligible for listing in the National Register of Historic Places as a National Register District, thus requiring application of Section 15-0800SD6 and for other purposes.
There's a motion to approve by Mr. Shook. Any questions or comments? If none, everyone please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That stands. Next.
Ordinance 1601016. The zoning number is U1520. The property is located at 2358 Hosea L. Williams Drive Northeast, NPUO District 5. It's a special use permit for outdoor dining. The staff recommendation is approval conditional. The MPU recommends approval. The ZRB also recommends approval conditional. It's here before you with a recommendation of favorable as amended.
A motion to approve is amended. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That stands approved. Thank you.
Ordinance 1601017, the zoning number is U1519. The property is located at 3850 through 3880 Roswell Road Northeast, MPUB District 8. It's SUP for outdoor dining. The staff recommendation is for approval conditional. The MPU recommends approval. ZRB recommends approval conditional, and I believe the conditions attached to this legislation need to be amended today.
Yes, and we have Councilwoman Adrian to speak to that.
Good morning. Been in touch with the neighborhood, and they would like us to substitute one of the conditions, which was the hours of operations. And instead, they would like to have a condition that no outdoor public address system shall be allowed.
A motion to amend. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye on the amendment. And it's now amended. And a motion? Okay. A motion to move and as approved on amended. Ms. Adrian and Mr. Juan.
Well, this is really for the department, maybe for the law department. So this condition, I'm particularly sensitive to these hours of operation when we're doing this as it abuts residential areas. What is the recourse for violations of, so for example, if we grant this, they move forward, and then all of a sudden we find that they're using outdoor PA system. Walk me through again what the recourse is, who in the city the residents and citizens contact, and then what the penalties and fines would be for it.
Jeff Haymore, the City of Atlanta Law Department. So if this condition were violated or alleged to be violated, a complaint could be issued, and the zoning enforcement staff would investigate that. If they found merit to it, they would issue usually a correction notice, which is essentially a courtesy. And then if that notice is not corrected, then a citation could issue a prosecution in municipal court.
The fines for that are?
Well, under the charter, it's up to $1,000 per violation.
And again, it's through zoning enforcement that this gets reported. Okay, thank you. So my motion is to approve as amended.
We have the motion to approve as amended. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It stands approved as amended.
Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you. And Ms. Crawford.
Ordinance 1501464. The zoning number is Z1550. The property address is 1164 through 1168 Sheridan Road and 2436 through 2488 Elizabeth Ann Lane Northeast, MPUF District 6. It's a change in zoning from R4 to MR3C. The staff recommendation is approval conditional. The MPU recommends a denial. ZRB recommends approval conditional.
And Mr. Wine wishes to speak to this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colleagues, I'm going to move to hold this for another cycle. We are still in discussions with the applicant and the community. Both parties, or both sides of this, are agreeable to a deferral for 2 weeks.
All right, motion to defer. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, it stands deferred for one cycle. Thank you.
Ordinance 1601014, the zoning number is Z1576. The property address is 3190 Canes Hill Place Northwest, 3191, 3193, and 3195 Paces Ferry Place Northwest, MPUB District 8. A change in zoning from SPI 9 Subarea 3 to SPI 9 Subarea 3 to change the conditions in the FAR allowance. The staff recommendation is approval conditional. The MPU recommends approval. ZRB recommends approval conditional. It's here before you with the recommendation of favorable as amended.
All right. We have a motion, recommendation favorable as amended. Do I have a motion to that effect? So move to approve. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It stands approved as amended. Thank you. Conditional.
Ordinance 1501497, the zoning number is Z1559. The property address is 2395, 2425, 2451 Peachtree Road Northeast, MPUB District 7, a change in zoning from C1C to C3C. The staff recommendation, MPU and ZRB all recommend approval conditional.
Motion to approve by Mr. Shook. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That stands approved. Next, please.
I will sound the next two cases together. The first is Ordinance 1601004. 1008. The zoning number is Z1604. The property is located at the Olmsted at East Lake neighborhood, MPUO District 5. It's a change in zoning to RG1. The staff recommendation is approval of the substitute ordinance. The MPU recommends approval. ZRB recommends approval of the substitute ordinance as well. The next ordinance is 1501574. The zoning number is Z1568. The address is 151 Flat Shoals Avenue Southeast, MPUN District 5, a change in zoning from R5 to MR3C. The staff recommendation, NPU and ZRB, all recommend approval of the substitute ordinance. Both ordinances are before you with a recommendation of favorable upon substitute.
Okay, it's been moved to approve on substitute, and we've been joined by Councilman Kwanzaa Hall. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is approved on substitute. Thank you.
Ordinance 1601015, the zoning number is Z1575. The property address is 789 Ormwood Avenue Southeast, MPUW District 1. A change in zoning from R5, the Grant Park Historic District and Beltline Overlay, to R4B, Grant Park Historic District Beltline Overlay. The staff recommendation is for denial. The MPU and ZRB also recommend denial.
We have a motion to approve. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It stands approved. Thank you.
Ordinance 1501571, the zoning number is Z1564. The property address is 1071 Fayetteville Road, also known as 1913 through 1917 Flat Shoals Road, Southeast, MPUW District 5, a change in zoning from RG3C and ONI to PDH. The staff recommendation is approval conditional. The MPU and ZRB both recommend denial. It's here before you with a recommendation, with an adverse recommendation this morning.
Motion to approve.
Here is a motion to approve.
As amended.
As amended. Do we have any discussion of that motion? And Mr. Hall, have you been in conversations with the councilwoman of the district?
I've talked to some of the residents and property owners.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take a vote. And we will probably need to take a hand vote on this one so that we can have a show of hands as to who is in favor and who is not. So a motion to approve. All in support of that motion, please raise your hands. That is 6 and 1 opposed. It stands approved. Next. Oh, sorry.
That's the last time.
That's it?
Let's to adjourn. Oh, you got no sign in for public remarks, please? Sorry about that, Ms. Smith.
So with no further business, we are adjourned.
Right down the agenda.
We will let Mr. Shakir speak to us.
I mean, this is really amazing and shameful that Ms. Smith, although she's representing a couple districts now, I see that she makes a lot of her remarks in Ms. Bottoms' district now. She carries the paper. But the fact is that we're concerned about a lot of issues that goes on in the city. The fact is that this zoning committee is very responsible for a lot of the speculative direction that this city wasn't able to do, where billions of dollars was lost in the banking. And now we have today where we have zoning where the priority is being misdirected. We have what the water commissioner, watershed commissioner stated when he first got here, that our focus on maintaining sidewalks will bankrupt the city. But we go right along doing that. I'm concerned about the zoning that goes on in this city, and I really don't like to come down here and talk about zoning because it's the most hidden process of citizen engagement. It's and some of the chairs in this, they wouldn't even allow public comment into the law department, had to let them know that the public have a right. But when we see what happened in a lot of zonings that's going on in this city, we, the citizens, know less about that than any other process. And we know that Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, although they say $700 billion was lost in the banking, the collapse of the banking system, you understand, we know that Atlanta was one of the highest housing fraud in the country. So we know that the oversight is not that good. And when we now have a planner, and the same people are in these zoning heads, the same commissioners, the same planners, are mostly running these head departments. And we know that the present Mr. King, with his accessible self, he's very accessible. However, he stated that we're going to control the conversation. He stated that he's planning this city for some million people, and he want to do it in 18 months. Mr. Lee, Mr. Irie Lee Young, and Ms. Bottoms, and Mr. Hall, a lot of action has been done in y'all committees that has transformed those communities. And a lot of y'all positions is pushing for the belt line and the streetcar. There's a lot of people all over this country who question those issues. And zoning will be a part of that questioning of how, when, and whether or not it's right. And we know that this mayor has just created a negotiation with this Atlanta Public School concerning the belt line without y'all obligated input. And Mr. Warren is the chair of this here committee to finance. And it says in the charter that they do not have a right, and no one can use money or allocate money from the revenues of the city of Atlanta. But whenever we deal with zoning and permitting, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to negotiate, we're going to allocate money from the revenues of the city of Atlanta. And this council, in this here committee, is a very hard committee to do anything with when we have the chair of the committee who will not stand up for this charter that says what their responsibility is, and it goes without penalty. So I appreciate Ms. Norwood, you taking the time not to go with the gang, especially the control by Mrs. Smith, to allow us to be able to engage this process. And I'm sorry if I call someone's name out personally, but that's what she do all the time.
Mr. Shakir, we appreciate your comments. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We adjourned.
Prospect of doing business with the city of Atlanta. The Office of Contract Compliance is here to help you, and we want everyone to know that we have a level playing field.
We help all of you visualize what you're doing.
The event featured a review of the program and how it was updated in December 2015. President Mitchell